Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy New Year, and a Merry Christmas to any of you who I have not seen. I think you can probably hear how I spent the week between Christmas and New Year's, which was with a family of 8 very sick people all in New York, traveling from London and Boston and New York to be together and to cough on each other. And I actually was sick on the way down there with some cold I picked up, presumably at Christmas Eve. So I'm better now, but I'm going to wear a mask to protect all of you, and it may be a shorter sermon for everyone's benefit, including mine. But we celebrate today, of course, the Feast of the Holy Name. I say, of course, as if this is obvious. And I wonder how many of you know the story of your name. Many of us do. Maybe like Murray, you were born on, or you were due on the birthday of a grandparent who had a family name, Murray, that's shared by about 5 other people in your extended family. And so you were always going to be named Murray. Maybe like me, you were given one of the few boys' names that is almost unnicknameable, or where the nickname is adult appropriate, so that there would never be a day, and this was intentional, where I, like every Timmy who becomes a Tim, or every Jimmy who becomes a Jim or a James, I would never have to switch from being Greggy to Greg. Maybe it was part of a trend. Perhaps you were a girl born in the year 1960, and so you had to be Debbie, Deb, or Deborah. Maybe you were a boy born in 2018 when, I kid you not, Aiden, Caden, Jaden, and Brayden were all in the top 20 most popular names. Or maybe it was something much more normal than that. Maybe an angel of the Lord appeared to each of your parents individually in a dream as they planned for their wedding day and told them that they were to name you Jesus, for you would save your people from their sins. And so you were called Jesus, the name given by the angel before you were conceived in the womb, or something like that. Today we celebrate, as I mentioned, a holiday that falls on January 1st every year. The Feast of the Holy Name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not so much New Year's Day, although you may be celebrating that as well. On this 8th day of Jesus' life, 8 days after his birth on Christmas, we join the Holy Family for his bris, for the ritual of circumcision and naming that had been part of the life of the people of Israel since before there was a people of Israel, since the days of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. A name is an important thing, and a naming ritual is a valuable thing. Most people carry their names with them for most of their life, and if they change them, it's usually to become even more themselves. In our culture, the meaning of names are often somewhat obscure, though. They're the sort of things you look up in a baby name book. But this is just because English is a pirate language. We go and we steal words from other languages and we make them our own. But in most of those languages, these names all meant something. Gregory is Greek for watchful or vigilant. Dorothy means the gift of God. Jane is the Anglicization of Jean, which is the medieval French form of Joanna, which is the feminine form of Johannes, which is the Greek form of Yohanan, which means the Lord is gracious in Hebrew. And Jesus means the Lord is help. And Jesus means salvation. Jesus, like many of these names, has gone through a bit of a transformation in its sound over time. But it is, much like Jane, the Latin version of the Greek version of the Hebrew version of a name, Yeshua, which is itself a contraction of the Hebrew name Yehoshua. And you can almost hear how Yehoshua would become Yoshua, would become Joshua in English, just like Yehohanan became Yohanan, became Johann, became John. And Yehonatan became Yonatan, became Jonathan. Yeho, in each of those Hebrew names, is the name of God, the 4 letters YHWH, considered too holy by observant Jews to be pronounced ever. It's the name of our God, the particular God of the people of Israel, not the concept of God in general, but of this God. And these names mean something. But Jesus' name is a bit of a pun, because while Yehoshua means Yeho is salvation, our God is salvation, Yeshua its nickname, its contraction, sounds an awful lot like a Hebrew word that would just mean salvation. It's literally the difference between Yeshua and Yeshua. And if you can hear that difference, I can recommend some excellent courses in Proto-Northwest Semitic philology for you at Yale Divinity School. And so Jesus means God is salvation, and Jesus means salvation. And there's this nice little theological pun, because the Jesus who is salvation is the God who is salvation. This isn't, strictly speaking, the way that logic works, and if Jonathan McCormick were sitting here or watching online, he would tell me that that's a fallacy. But it is the way that symbolism works, and it explains that enigmatic comment that the angel makes to Jesus' parents. You will call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. It makes a lot more sense if you understand that the word Jesus means salvation. You will call him salvation, because he will save his people. And it's very possible that even the word save isn't quite right here, that all of our 2,000 years of Christian theology of salvation is putting a little different meaning on the word than it would have had. It may, in fact, be something closer to help. And, in fact, my best Hebrew lexicon defines the name Yehoshua exactly that way. The Lord is help, not salvation in an abstract or a theological sense, but help in a very concrete and practical way. Jesus is help. And maybe, depending on who you are, this connects with you a little more, because while you may not always feel like you are in need of salvation, per se, you probably sometimes feel like you need some help. So believe it or not, there's much more that I could say about the name Jesus, or Yehoshua, about the great prophet Joshua, who led his people out of wandering in the wilderness and into the promised land, about the great high priest Joshua, the anointed one, whom the prophet Zechariah sees as a messianic figure. But we not only have children in the congregation, I'm going to lose my voice if I do that. So I regret that I will just leave it here with a simple question for you. It's January 1st, 2023. So where in your life do you need help this year? And how can Jesus be help for you? Many of us, as January begins, are making resolutions and setting goals in a new year. Does it help to know that there is a God who sent a Holy Spirit to comfort and guide you as you struggle to carry out those goals? Many of us are trying to leave behind the patterns of the year 2022 and start off fresh. We may feel that we need forgiveness, or we may need to forgive. Does it help to know that there is a God who will forgive you more easily than you will forgive yourself? Who has already forgiven the people you need to forgive before you're even willing to think about it? Many of us are cold or tired or sick, trying to make it through one more day, one more week, one more month. And God has been there in the Jesus whose birth we still celebrate during these 12 days of Christmas. We know that God has been there in all of it. And God is here right alongside us, that the God whose name is Help has rescued us and helped us and helps us still, because God walked among us and lives among us even now in the one who was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.